You know, we've heard so much about Lobo football, and we hear the coaches. George Barlow's on every Monday. Mike Loxley has been on with us every Monday. And as this season has slipped away, we've heard less and less from the players, and this is why we wanted to reach out today and touch base with one of the guys who are in the trenches, that are going through this every day, that are living this every day, and the guys that are trying to turn this thing around. And so joining us this morning is a starter, a senior on your defense. He's a senior cornerback. Anthony Hooks is with us this morning. Good morning, Anthony. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
We appreciate you spending some time with us. Hey, help us get some perspective on where your team is above the shoulders. I mean, everybody knows the records. Everybody knows what's happened with the coaching staff. How are you guys dealing with this in this locker room?
And we're taking it one day at a time because that's all we can do. And Coach Barlow just tells us we got to go out there and work, not think about things that have happened in the past, but you got to take it each week, each day at a time, and try to get better, and that's the only way we'll probably get a victory.
In this last break, we heard Coach Barlow talking yesterday about weeding out what he said the guys who have quit on this team. Have you noticed a lot of guys who have quit? And that's the question we hear a lot. Has this team quit?
The team hasn't quit, but certain individuals have. Some people do not take it serious as others. I'd have to say after the 69-0 victory, some people weren't upset, and that's where the problem is. A lot of people weren't upset, and we just, like Coach Barlow said, we got to weed those guys out.
Obviously, you're one of those guys who cares, and I know there's leadership. There's anytime you go through what you've gone through, I mean, you're 0-7, the record over the last few years, and then your coach gets dismissed. There's going to be factions. There's going to be people who splinter off. How do you keep this thing together? You got five more games to play. This is your senior season. For crying out loud, you want to play football. How do you make it fun for you guys and make it productive for this program?
You know, that's a tough question, but honestly, the seniors have to lead the young guys along, and we have to make it fun. We have to go out there and challenge ourselves and not think about the things that have happened in the past. Like I said previously, we just got to go out there and work hard and remember the reason why we play this game. And that's pretty much the only reason, that's the only thing we can do right now.
Anthony, J.J. Buck here. You know, the coaches, the players, you know, everybody talks about taking it one day at a time. You know, you're obviously out there working hard. What do you think it is come Saturdays that this team is missing?
The lack of discipline and the lack of execution.
So who's that on? Because we've heard the coaches every week say, you know, it's on us as coaches. Mike Loxley said it for the last couple of years. George is saying, I got to coach him better. My feeling always is players make plays. Coaches get too much credit for wins and too much blame for losses. At some point, is it on you guys?
I think it falls on both of us. The coaches can't take all the responsibility because they're not the ones on the field. They're not the ones executing. So to an extent, it's both of us. And the coaches, as the people that run the team, of course, they're going to say, you know, it's on us. But I'm going to tell you guys right now that it's on us just as much.
Anthony, you know, heading into your senior season, I obviously, you know, expect you didn't think about your college career going like this, having to deal with a coaching change. What's it been like, you know, just trying to play football and go to school and everything else that's gone on, you know, outside of football?
It's tough for the simple fact that, you know, people talk about you around the town if you're not doing well. And, you know, I was expecting this season to be a coming out season for us. And I wasn't expecting these struggles to happen. But football teaches you a lot of things, and it teaches you adversity and how you're going to react. A lot of us, I could have given up and say, you know what, forget it. But, you know, I'm still here fighting, and I'm going to fight to the end.
Lobo senior cornerback Anthony Hooks is with us on the opening drive this morning. Anthony, help humanize this for people, because I think there's a lot of people who are Lobo fans, have been fans for a long time, and they're frustrated like you guys are. Meanwhile, you guys are student-athletes behind the helmets, behind the face masks. Can you talk a little bit about the emotion when Coach Loxley was let go, maybe a little bit about, you know, the meeting he had with you that Sunday, and then what you guys have been going through on a daily basis, listening to what you have to listen to around town about your team?
It was a tough moment because we knew we were struggling, and Coach Loxley means a lot to us. And during the meeting, he came in and he told us what happened. And some guys were torn apart. Some guys were in there crying, and nobody wants to see their head man go. Nobody does. So it was rough. And then on a day-to-day basis, you know, it's just hard to sometimes be proud of what you're doing. You know, we're Division I athletes, and not too many people get this opportunity. But for the simple fact that we're losing, it's hard to walk around with our heads held high. So it's really rough. It's really rough, and we miss Coach Locks because he taught us a lot within the 3 years he was here.
Seems that this coaching staff's in a tough situation. You know, George Barlow knows where, you know, I got to believe the writing's on the wall. And as much as there's guys in that program probably want him to be around, where the program's going, there's probably going to be a new head coach. How tough do you think this is on this coaching staff to continue to point this thing in the right direction? And then for you guys, I mean, you want to leave a legacy. This is going to be your alma mater. This is always going to be the place you love. How do they turn this thing around and get the ship righted?
For the coaches, I mean, I know it's tough for them. I mean, because they can just give up on us and not put forth any effort, but they are. And, you know, I really respect them for that. I mean, this is their job. And, I mean, that's just like anybody else going out. They're not going to quit it if they're fired because they're still getting paid. But as far as our legacy, you know, I just want to be remembered as, you know, this isn't the team that gave up. Yes, they had struggles, but they fought through every game. And that's all we can do now is just fight and continue to play as hard as we can. That's pretty much all we can do right now.
Anthony, I know it's your senior year, but I want to ask you about the stuff that's kind of going on in college athletics right now with the conference realignment and all the stories that are coming out. As players, do you guys look at that stuff going and wonder, you know, what it's going to be like going forward for the university?
No, we really don't pay attention to that too much. I mean, because we're not really – well, we might be going with the Conference USA, am I correct?
Well, that's the talk now, is that there's going to be a merger with Conference USA and potentially the Big East.
And that'd be nice because it'd give the Mountain West an opportunity to go BCS. And that's what we really want in this conference. So that'd be really nice.
Yep. Anthony Hooks is with us just for a couple more minutes. The Lobos senior cornerback. Lobos will play Air Force this weekend. You got five left. And I know you want to win all five of them. When you guys go on the field Saturday, you're going to play Air Force, everything that happened, is there still the feeling when you walk out on the field, the belief that you guys are going to win this football game? Because Coach Barlow's used the word fragile, and I think that's a fair word. And he said you got down 14-0 and a lot of heads hung, and he didn't feel that there was a feel you could come back. Does this team still believe that you can go out and win football games?
Yes, we always believe. I mean, when we come out, we believe that we're going to come out and we're going to get a victory. But I think the problem is when something goes wrong, everybody puts it in a tank and gets upset. And since we have a lot of young guys, it's hard for them to realize, okay, I mean, it's 14-0, we could still come back. And they just say, you know what, forget it. And that culture has to change. And the only way that culture can change is if everybody collectively wants to change. So that's the only thing we can do.
Anthony, there's been a lot of concern that whoever the new head coach is going to come in and there's going to be a lot of defections. What's your feel? You're a senior, so you're not going to be on this team next year. What's your feel amongst players? Are a lot of them going to leave, or do you think the core of this team will stay and fight it out for the new head coach and turn this thing around?
No, I think a lot of people will stay just because they don't want to test the waters and end up finding out they have to sit out for a year, or, you know, a lot of people don't know if they'll be starting at another school. And a lot of people that hear, if they talk about leaving, they don't realize what they have.
You were there, and I want to hear what you have to say, and everybody from Bob Davey. There were a few things that really stuck out. One, he's slick. I mean, he's polished, 10 years in TV,
definitely.
Notre Dame head coach. He is well-spoken, excuse me, says the right things. He's very, very media savvy. Very, you know, he'll work a room. Everything except for the Sports Illustrated joke, which I think I've heard in about four or five different of these press conferences before. But everything but the recycled
he's
Sports
a football
Illustrated
coach,
joke.
Not a comedian.
Yeah, no, I got you, and that was evident. Everything except for the Sports Illustrated joke. He said the right things. He wants to stabilize the program.
If your new head coach fails in the opening press conference, you might as well just start this search again. You know, it's pretty much a given. You're going to hear what you want to hear at an introductory press conference.
Well, and I think he didn't go over the top with a lot of empty promises. He's good. I mean, the guy was on TV for 10 years. He was a Notre Dame head coach before that. He is going to be very slick, and he said the right things, and he didn't go overboard. And, I thought bringing up the rocky defenses and that sort of stuff. You know, Bob Clark said this would have been a perfect hire 3 years ago, which is interesting that
Pretty
he said
true.
That. What hits me the most was the contrast from this press conference to what we did at that pep rally in the student union building 3 years ago with the band and invite the city and have that. I mean, it was just like a pep rally and we're going to put, you know, the third digit on the scoreboard. And when he started talking about, I love the 9-6 Alabama LSU game the other day, I almost expected him to look at Paul and say, you know, I'm asking Paul to take the second digit off the scoreboard. You know, I mean, I thought that's where just so different. Last time we want, you know, Paul's thing was we want offense. I want an exciting offense. This guy says, I'm going to run the football and we're going to play defense. And it's like, well, that's what we did, but it wasn't good enough to win, you know, 24-18 or, you know, things, you know, in that narrative, 20-16. That wasn't good enough. But now it'd be great. So I thought the contrast and where we've been and the experience over the last 3 years and the evolution somewhat back to what it was, the discipline, the hard-hitting, you know, football, you know, when he did the whole thing and he punched his fist and he, you know, we're going to hit him in the mouth like Rocky's teams did. That to me was, those are the two things that really stood out. You know, that and he did his homework. He knew about Charlie Dotson, although he didn't remember his name, the coach at El Dorado. He knew about, you know, he rattled off Hobbs and Artesia and Roswell and, you know, high school stuff. And he did his homework. He knew the program. He knew it was UNM, not NMU. You know, those sorts of things. So he was he won the press conference.
Yeah, definitely. And it goes back to that media experience. And he you know, called that back directly saying, you know, that, you know, he was able to channel that sort of commentator, now former life, and he's going to use that. And he kind of, the thing that kind of stuck out to me too is that he knew what the media was about. So that, from just from a media standpoint,
he's claiming he is one, and so
he's like, hey guys,
well,
gotta be easy on me.
Yeah, okay.
The thing that really stood out to me too was that, like you said, it was not this gushing pep rally of a press conference. It was just him going out there and laying out his plan. Now, the plan that he came out with to me was encouraging right off the bat, because he did not overpromise right off the bat. He let the fans know that this is going to take a little bit of time and that there needs to be patience in this thing as he tries to turn it back into the right direction. And I think that was incredibly important, because I think last time when you get that overly gushing type of pep rally atmosphere for a press conference, it sort of just put the expectations through the roof. Now I think fans have a perspective and they know that they've got to build from basically the ground up.
I think even without the coach saying that in the press conference, everybody knows the state of Lobo football right now. It's just, you know, a wreck. And they use the word stabilize and build a lot yesterday. And even Paul Krebs said it at the press conference, just want to stabilize this program. And, you know, he, as part of the right things, you know, was saying, I think the fans like to hear as well, he talked about his recruiting base, how he's going to focus on New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, possibly California to start out. So I think a lot of the fans like to hear that. He also said that when you keep kids close to home, they have less problems. So, you know, I know a lot of questions about what he's going to do recruiting-wise going forward. He answered that. And also, I liked how they spun his being out of coaching for 10 years into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't sure how they were really going to do that for the fans and for some of the people that had questions about how he has not coached in 2001. But they used it to, well, every weekend he was watching game film and talking with some of the top coaches in the league. So that only further advanced his knowledge. So I thought it was interesting how they spun that into a positive.